Audio generation, PF12, 6.
I am Maya. I am a great planner, and every year, millions of Canadians participate in a giant math project, filing an income tax return. It can feel scary or complicated when you first start, but it is actually one of the best ways to get money back into your pocket if you know what you are doing. Filing your taxes is how the government makes sure you paid the right amount throughout the year. If you paid too much, they send you a refund. Today, we are going to learn how to gather, interpret, and describe all the information you need to file a personal return. It is a vital part of your financial life, and we are here to make it simple and stress-free.
I am Noah. I love telling stories, and I will help you identify all the documents you need to gather to tell your financial story to the Canada Revenue Agency. From the T4 slip you get from your boss to the tuition forms from your school, we will make sure you do not miss a single piece of the puzzle. Gathering these documents is a key principle of sound financial planning because it ensures you get every credit you are entitled to. We will explain exactly why these documents are required and what the government is looking for in each form. Let us start by getting organized for tax season.
I am Chloe. I love finding out facts. And the most important facts in tax season are the differences between deductions and credits. This is the secret to making sure you pay the correct amount of tax, and not a penny more. I will explain how things like union dues and moving expenses can lower the income you are taxed on, and how things like tuition and medical expenses can lower your actual tax bill directly. Understanding these common tax credits and deductions is how you take control of your tax return. It is your money, so you should know exactly how to keep as much of it as possible.
And I am Liam. I love coming up with new ideas, and I will show you how keeping good records throughout the year makes tax season a breeze instead of a headache. We will look at how to use technology to organize your receipts for charitable donations and medical expenses. Being a responsible citizen means accurately reporting your income, but it also means claiming the supports that are designed for people in your situation. Let us look at the paperwork and see how you can maximize your return using modern software. It is time to get those records in order.
Before you even open your tax software, you need to gather your information. The most important document is the T4 slip. This is a statement of remuneration that your employer must give you by the end of February every year. It tells the government exactly how much money you made, and exactly how much income tax, CPP, and EI they already took out of your paychecks. If you have three different part-time jobs, you will have three different T4 slips. You also need to look for a form called the T22-SHECHA-SHATE2 if you are a student. This form shows how much tuition you paid, which is a massive pro for reducing your taxes. Gathering these forms early is the first step to a successful and accurate tax return.
Now let us talk about deductions and credits. A tax deduction reduces the total income that you are taxed on. For example, if you pay union dues at your job, or if you had to move more than 40 kilometers for a new job or school, those costs are deductions. If you earned $20,000 but have $2,000 in deductions, the government only taxes you as if you made $18,000. A tax credit is different, and often even better. A credit directly reduces the amount of tax you owe. Common credits for students include the tuition tax credit, which can be very large. If you do not need the whole credit this year, you can even carry it forward to future years when you are earning a higher salary. This is a strategic way to lower your future taxes as your career grows.
Why does the government want all these receipts? Because they need proof. If you tell the CRA that you donated $50 to a local charity, you need a receipt from that charity to claim the credit. The same goes for medical expenses. If you had to pay for dental work or glasses that were not covered by insurance, those receipts are valuable. A major tip is to have a dedicated folder or a digital app to save these throughout the year. If you wait until April to find a tiny receipt from last summer, you will probably lose out on that money. Being organized throughout the year is the easiest way to earn a larger tax refund. It is about being proactive with your documents so that you can justify every claim you make on your return.
Using tax preparation software is a great way to handle the actual filing. Most software for students is free and will guide you through the process by asking simple questions about your life. It will ask if you went to school or if you moved, and then it will tell you exactly which boxes from your T4 to type into the system. The pro of using software is that it does all the math for you and checks for common errors. It ensures that you do not miss any credits you are entitled to. The con of doing it by hand on paper is that it is much slower and easier to make a mistake. Regardless of the method you choose, the goal is to be a responsible and informed citizen. It is your money, so make sure you use all the tools available to keep it.
In our next video, we will walk through the actual steps of completing a simple tax return using software. We will see how those deductions and credits change the final number and how you can submit your return directly to the government. For now, take a look at the sample T4 slip in your lesson. Can you find box 14 and box 22? Knowing how to read these forms is the first step to mastering tax season. Every dollar you save on taxes is another dollar for your future goals, like buying a house or starting a business. We will see you in the next session to finish the job and get that refund.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.